Perth Festival is back again for another year, showcasing the best events in art, music, film and literature. And this year there is a special guitar and string concert. Presented by Musica Viva Australia, the concert is a collaboration between the Darlington Quartet and Jonathan Padgett, local guitarist as well as Associate Dean of Research and Associate Professor in Classical Music at WAPA. To tell us more about the Guitar and String Quartet concert, we're joined by Jonathan Padgett. Thanks for joining me on the record this morning.
Good morning. It's a privilege to speak to you.
Now, this concert is a collaboration between yourself and the Darlington Quartet. Can you tell us a bit about how this collaboration came about?
Well, that's an interesting story, because I have to... Because of COVID isolation, I guess the Perth Festival and Musica Viva had to change some of its scheduled artists from the eastern states and replace them with local musicians. So I'm glad to have had this opportunity, although, you know, sad that Karen Sharp from Brisbane couldn't make it out to WA. We stepped up, and the Darlington Quartet are a long-established quartet, and they did a number of Musica Viva concerts in the 2021 series, and so we'll be opening the Musica Viva series for 2022, which is also, our concert is also part of the Perth Festival. So I'm really, really excited about this opportunity because it's just a tremendous program. It's, I think, one of the most epic guitar concerts we've had in Perth for a while. I was making the joke on Facebook that I think it's only some romantic pianists who did three concertos in one concert. So it's a big program, but it's a really rich and diverse program too, and a lot of notes, but it'll be really fun for the audience because there's something for everybody. There's you know, Australian music by Chris Sainsbury, and also by WA composer and the Perth Festival Artistic Director Ian Grandage, who's written this piece, Black Dogs, for guitar and string quartet. This is really the piece for guitar and string quartet by an Australian composer, in my view, and we're really privileged to be able to present that as part of the festival that Ian is curating. And also Casanova Tedesco wrote this fantastic quintet for guitar and strings. It was originally written for the great Spanish guitarist Andres Segovia. Tedesco is a really interesting figure. He was an Italian Jew and he moved to Hollywood, but he writes in a sort of pseudo Spanish romantic style, but it's just music of such richness and so rarely heard. I don't recall that it's ever been heard in Western Australia, so it'll be a real treat. And we start the program with one of my personal favorites, the guitar concerto by Ferdinando Carulli in E minor, and that's just, you know, it's from the early 19th century, and it's a kind of virtuosic showpiece for fun, really engaging. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic program.
It sounds like a massive program, like you said, filled with local and international composers. You mentioned Ian Grandage, his piece Black Dog is the centrepiece of this program. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and what it means to you and the team being able to perform this local piece?
Well, I must admit, I find the music very compelling. It's beautiful, and I think that Ian has drawn on his really diverse compositional background. Obviously, he had a classical background. He studied did a composition degree at UWA. We crossed paths back in the day, and then he's gone on to have this really interesting, diverse career writing music for theatre. But in this piece, he's kind of brought everything together. There's a bit of Schoenberg, there's a bit of Messiaen, and there's a bit of rock and roll all mixed into this, you know, exciting and compelling amalgam. And it's also, it deals with a serious issue. And Black Dogs is about depression. And I think, you know, without going into details, it's something that hits home to a number of people, and particularly in the arts, young performing artists. And I think COVID has only exacerbated those issues. It's something that I'm very aware of. But it's a very expressive piece, and fun. I think the audience will really engage with it well. And yes, so it's really exciting. It's always exciting to present works by living composers, and I do hope that Ian will be there on the night to hear it.
Yeah, and it is quite an important piece, like you were saying, about mental health. And I'm just imagining the amount of talent of playing, but also composing, being able to add those themes in a musical sense.
Well, yes, certainly we all draw on our own personal experiences to some extent in performing the work. I think there's a certain catharsis in the work. In the final movement, for instance, it things let rip in this kind of it sounds like we're playing sort of heavy metal in a classical, as close as classical music gets to heavy metal in a classical context. You have to hear it. You have to come along on Sunday.
And you mentioned a wide variety of other composers, including Chris Sainsbury. One part of the program is the North Country Sketches. I know that this is more so for a solo guitar. Has this been transcribed to allow the string quartet, or will it just be a solo guitar piece?
Yeah, this will just be me on solo guitar. It's quite customary that... Well, in fact, I'm playing a solo, and the string quartet will be doing a work by Holst in the second half as well. So I'll do this in the middle of the Sainsbury, in the middle of the first half. And this is a really exciting Australian work. And Chris Sainsbury has become a very significant Australian composer. He's now he's an associate professor at the ANU. For a long time, he taught has had this in Aboriginal composers or Indigenous composers mentoring program based in Sydney, and he's really been an advocate for up and coming Indigenous composers. And this piece is about Arnhem Land, although Sainsbury himself is not from Arnhem Land, he does bring an interesting insider's perspective. So it's really a curious and compelling piece. I think the audience will enjoy it. And it's challenging for me because I have to do some sort of bitones and multiphonics on the guitar, which I haven't done too much of before. So that was an exciting learning curve.
So for you, is there a difference in how you approach music when you're playing a solo piece as opposed to playing with a quartet or an accompaniment?
Yeah, there's a lot of switching gears in this concert, I guess, from starting with the 19th century with Carulli, then to switching to something that's quite modern in the Sainsbury, and then into Tedesco, which is very, mid-20th century, romantic Spanish style, and then switching to Ian Grandage, which is, again, its own, interesting mix of everything in a postmodern compositional context. And actually we end the concert with Boccherini's famous Fandango for guitar and string quartet. So back to the, in this case, the late 18th century. This is a very iconic piece, and the guitar has, strumming patterns which are sort of like proto-flamenco style. It's a lot of fun.
So who would you say this concert is for?
Well, I think there's a lot in it for people from many different walks of life, hopefully for musical omnivores, because it's quite a varied program. Yeah, I think there's something for everybody.
It definitely does sound a lovely, varied program, and is a bit of a gateway in a sense to allow people and the audience to get a taste of local talent with yourself and the Darlington Quartet, but also the talent in terms of the composers too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's good to hear composers that perhaps don't get heard too much in Perth. Like, we haven't heard the Tedesco, and it's a really significant, internationally significant work. And then also to celebrate some of our, really our tall poppies in Australian composition, such as Ian Greenidge and Chris Sainsbury.
Now, this morning we've been talking all about this exciting quartet that's being held this Sunday. Just to end off, what do you hope people will take away from the concert once they sit down and enjoy the fabulous music?
That's an interesting question. Well, I'm hoping that they'll find it engaging and that they just find that they're sucked into the whole experience. And I think people will be surprised that the guitar string quartet is such an interesting and diverse idiom. It's like there's so many different textures and colours. It's like an orchestra in miniature. So, and we make a surprisingly big sound. I will be playing amplified to match the sound of the quartet. So I think people will be surprised what a guitar and string quartet can do, and I hope that that's what is the impression that they're left with.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the record this morning and telling us all about this upcoming concert.
It's a pleasure.
That was Jonathan Padgett, local guitarist and Associate Dean of Research and Associate Professor in Classical Music at WAPA, telling us all about the Jonathan Padgett and Darlington Quartet concert being held this Sunday as part of the Perth Festival and the first of the Musica Viva Australia concerts for this year. If you do want to find out more, you can search the Perth Festival website at perthfestival.com.au.